Dangerous heat and humidity will continue through the area this weekend. A heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. The high today expected to reach 99. Heat indexes somewhere between 102 and 107. Take precaution if you're going to be outside today. Saturday, tomorrow, it's going to be nearly as hot. High around 99. There is a chance of some spotty afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms. Sunday remains muggy. We'll see a high of about 97. Some relief arrives next week. Highs will be only in the low 90s Monday through Wednesday. Though heat indexes will be in the mid to upper 90s. Patrick Corr has your forecast around the clock here on Georgia 93.7. You can visit our website at discoverwalker.com and check out Patrick's extended forecast. Walker County Commissioners have approved the county's fiscal year 2027 budget, along with lower property tax rates. The new budget includes three additional firefighters and a 3% cost of living increase for county employees. No other new positions were approved, and departments' budgets will remain at last year's levels. Commission Chairwoman Angie Team said the county remains in a strong financial position with more than $24 million in unassigned reserves. Commissioners also approved lower millage rates. The rates for unincorporated Walker County drops to 5.005 mills, while in the incorporated rate, it falls to 6.489 mills. Commissioners approved three rezoning requests. They denied a proposed office lease on West Villanow Street and approved repairs to the Walker County Courthouse. Walker County's new Data Center Development Standards Study Committee says an outright ban on data centers is not legally viable. During its inaugural meeting, the committee discussed potential regulations involving power and water usage, environmental safeguards, noise, lighting, and buffer requirements. County officials say a proposed 170-acre data center development in Dalton would require 140 megawatts of electricity. That's enough to power more than 100,000 homes. The committee also discussed requiring closed-loop water cooling systems, sound monitoring, and larger green space buffers between data centers and nearby homes or businesses. Tax abatements sparked debate with concerns they could financially impact local school systems over time. Members also considered requiring data center operators to sign community benefit agreements. The committee will meet again next Thursday, September the 10th at 4 o'clock at the Walker County Civic Center in Rock Spring. Members will review results of the public flash vote survey, consider community recommendations, and discuss a draft ordinance establishing standards for data center development. Topics include power and water use, noise, lighting, setbacks, buffers, and environmental protection. That meeting, by the way, is open to the public. We've got more news coming up after this. A follow-up on a story from earlier this week, we now know what caused a gas leak that shut down Battlefield Parkway in Fort Oglethorpe on Wednesday. Atlanta Gas Light says a contractor caused the gas leak. The company says a contractor performing unrelated work damaged a gas line near Fant Road around 12:55 Wednesday afternoon. Atlanta Gas Light crews safely shut off the gas and completed repairs later that day. The leak forced nearby businesses to temporarily evacuate and close while crews worked to make the area safe. Your Friday night football schedule, the Lafayette Ramblers have the night off. Elsewhere around the area, LFO is at home to face Bremen. Calhoun hits the road to Troup County. Dade County is at Temple. Heritage will host Dalton. Gordon Lee is at Ringgold. Model is at Chattooga. And Ridgeland is at home to face Tryon. Don't forget, Monday is Labor Day. That means no school in Walker County. If Monday is your garbage day, it will be picked up on Tuesday of next week. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.